and welcome to the End Time Shofar End Time Bible Prophecy Podcast. I'm your host, Gerald, the Shofar Sound, sounding the shofar to awaken those who are walking in lukewarmness and not looking forward to the soon coming of Yeshua HaMashiach, which is Jesus Christ. Also calling those that are walking in sin, walking in darkness, call them into this marvelous light to repent before it's too late. Today's podcast, we'll be dealing with seed offering for prophecy, healing, and wealth. And we just want to look at the faces of the false prophets who propagate this heretical teaching of giving seed offering to receive prophetic word, to receive healing, to receive wealth. Number one, you can go on any Christian television broadcast or internet to watch popular Christian ministers who promote to people to pay them a seed offering. And by paying them a seed offering, they'll give you a prophetic word, or they'll pray for your divine healing, or if you give a certain amount of the seed offering, it will make you rich, it will make you wealthy, it will bring prosperity into your life. However, is this true or false? I just want to know, is it really true or really false? Because if you go to a third world nation and they don't have quite as much resources, they don't have quite as much money that they can give. So if God's basing that on that, so he must have like a criteria for people who live here in America and then people who live in a third world country. Personally, I've witnessed on two occasions, a former ministry that I used to belong to was when a guest speaker who was preaching before making the altar call began, he told the congregation to run out in the church parking lot and to dance on empty parking spaces, and God would bless them with a new car. Believe it or not, people actually ran out to the parking lot, danced in the parking spaces, and when they came back, he asked for a seed money offering to seal the promise that God would give them a car. A couple of months after that, I had a close friend at the time who participated in this foolishness. I asked him and said, hey, did you receive a new car? Which I knew the answer to it. And it, the answer was no. He was still driving a clunker car that was pieced together, never received that new car. And some of the things to how they try to put out a disclaimer when people don't receive these false things that they prophesy, giving a seed offering. Oh, you didn't have enough faith. Oh, you really didn't believe. You didn't have enough faith. You're like the children of Israel when Moses brought them out from Egypt, and they murmured and complained they didn't have enough faith to go into the promised land, which just twisting the words and duping people, and just thieves that are in the temple, all right? So a second occasion I want to bring up, many examples of deception that took place within this ministry. Speaker preached his sermon, and it proclaimed if anybody sold $100, that God would make them a millionaire. Now, to this day, out of the 20 or 30 people who were duped into sowing that $100, I don't believe not one single person out of that, even if you say it's 20 to 30 people, two or three people, at least 10% of them would be millionaires. That's not even the truth. We have to really ask and try to search, where did seed offering and faith doctrine originate? This originated with Oral Roberts with his seed faith doctrine. Roberts built this doctrine around Genesis 8 and 22, which says, while the earth remaineth seed time and harvest and cold and heat and the summer and winter day, night and not cease, which he held the belief that seed money you give unto God, and that God will multiply your seed money based on what you gave. Also, Roberts believed, like many other Word of Faith and Pentecostal and charismatic preachers, that you give seed or money investment, the then God is obligated to repay and multiply a person's initial investment. He also has his own interpretations of Galatians 6 and 7, which he takes totally out of context with his false doctrine. In his writings, Miracle of Seed Faith, he states the following: "You are a product of seed, so am I." Even Jesus is called the seed of David. Jesus talked about an eternal law. People reap what they sow, Galatians 6 and 7. You sow a seed, you reap a harvest. You give a seed, you receive it back and multiply it many times. So looking at Oral Roberts, just his track record of a lot of things, troubling things in regards to his ministry. Son took over his ministry, Richard. He's been married twice, controversial in between that. Caught driving drunk there in Oklahoma. Just other things, scandalous. But one thing that stands out, I remember when Oral Roberts had made this proclamation. He had like a building project, and he needed multi-millions of dollars to complete the project. And he came out and says, "If I don't receive this money, God is going to kill me." He manipulated people and used charismatic witchcraft into using the name of the Lord into gaining money that he wanted. Other people I want to look at is the husband and wife duo of Gloria and Kenneth Copeland. Gloria Copeland, like her husband, is a money-hungry preacher, and they promote this hot mess. She has some of the following teachings, which she uses the hundredfold return doctrine based on Mark 10 and 30. She states, "Give $1 for the gospel's sake, and $100 belongs to you. Give $10 and receive $1,000. Give $1,000 and receive $100,000. I know that you can multiply, but I want you to see in black and white to see how tremendous a hundredfold return. Give one house and receive 100 houses, or one house worth 100 times as much. Give one airplane and receive 100 times the value of the airplane. Give one car and return and furnish you a lifetime of cars." In short, Mark 10 and 30 is a very good deal. She says, so she's using the scriptures to promote their business enterprise. Their product is Jesus. They preach another Jesus, but she said, it's a good deal. Even when we look at her husband, Kenneth Copeland, he's a notorious money preacher, a word of faith. He follows the same principle of a hundredfold return doctrine, and he's a perfect example of a false prophet based off his fruit. Anytime a minister is teaching false doctrine, it's always accompanied, it's always partnered with false prophecy. One of his messages, he states the following: "The Lord said, because it was the sign of Satan that was hanging on the cross." The Lord said it was a sign of Satan that he was hanging on the cross. He said, "I accepted in my own spirit spiritual death." Scripture never says that. I'm going to read on. This is a prophecy that he delivered years ago. I'm going to read on. "And the light was off." This message by Copeland definitely contradicts Ephesians 5 and 2, which says, "Walk in the way of love just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God." Copeland's also taught many false doctrines, which makes him a false teacher. However, he's a proven false prophet in the 1980s during a three-day revival or victory campaign held in Dallas, Texas. Copeland claims that Jesus gave him a message which was following: "It's time for things to happen, saith the Lord. It's time for spiritual activity to increase. Oh yes, demonic activity will increase. Oh yes, demonic activity will increase along at the same time, but don't let that disturb you. Don't be disturbed when people accuse you of thinking you're God." That's I'm going to pause right there. That goes back to what the serpent told Adam and Eve in the garden in Genesis 3, ye should be as God. So, and again, that's a word of faith doctrine that promotes that we all are little gods. It's very satanic and very Luciferian. It says, don't be disturbed when people accuse you of a fanatical way of life. Don't be disturbed when people put you down and speak harshly and roughly of you. They spoke that way of me. Should they not speak that way of you? The more you let to be like me, the more they're going to think that way of you. They crucify me for claiming that I was God, but I didn't claim to I was God. I just claimed and walked with him and that he was in me. Hallelujah. That was going on and you're doing. This obviously contradicts the very words of Jesus that he can, that we can actually find in John chapter 8, verse 58, and then actually John chapter 5, 16 through 18, and which Jesus claims that he was God. And Copeland, he preaches another Jesus. So he states in his quote unquote prophecy that the Spirit of the Lord came up on him, gave him this prophecy, and that Jesus never claimed to be God. Now, we know since the pandemic, during COVID, Copeland's been made popular and proven false by saying that the Lord is going to do away with COVID, that they'll have a vaccine. This is back in March of 2020, and we saw that the pandemic ended up increasing. So just obviously that this guy is a false prophet. You don't have to, you know, he goes on, you don't have to live in fear. This is what he states about COVID. He says, I'm still Lord over this nation. I'm on the throne. Faith in me. Glory be to God. He says, you don't have to live in fear of the coronavirus. Jesus has already redeemed you from the curse, which includes all sickness and disease. Galatians 3 and 13. We want to help you learn how to use your authority in the name of Jesus so you can stand strong against COVID-19. Take victory that belongs to you. So Copeland, again, promoting deception. And this man is almost a billionaire. As of 2020 of last year, his net worth was at a whopping $760 million of his net worth. Also, too, Copeland is partnered up with the Vatican and the Catholic Church. He had an Anglican pastor years ago, Tony Palmer, which is now deceased, stand up in this pulpit trying to reconcile Protestants and Catholics. And then they had a video of Pope Francis talking, and out of Copeland's mouth said that the Protestant Reformation was of the devil, and he's promoting an ecumenical movement and just other things and all. You can see that in that man's eyes that there's definitely another spirit. That man looks wicked, and he's an agent of Satan. We can go on, not just the demonic duel of Copeland and his wife, Gloria, but we have to look at the demonic duel of Ebenar Jordan and his son, Manasseh. Ebenar Jordan's mentor is Reverend Ike, pastor of the Palace of Cathedral in Manhattan, New York. Ike's teachings primarily promoted prosperity, gospel, the new thought, science of the mind, metaphysical, and he's also known as, Jordan, known as the master prophet. He fully embraces New Age teachings, such as man being a little God. Jordan states, when you declare, I am God, you become God. This is very much a blasphemous statement, very much Luciferian. He quotes this in his book, The Laws of Thinking, 20 Secrets of Using Divine Power of Your Mind to Manifest Prosperity. Man is very much, he's a lover of money. He promotes receiving seed offering, that he can be blessed, giving you money for a personal prophecy. In fact, almost a year or two ago, he promoted Click on Button, which had a custom trained company of profits for $365 on all major credit cards accepted and only a dollar a day seminars. He'll give you $1,190 will give you admissions into his university, where students will receive weekly instructions by Jordan via CDs on things like local church, is afraid to teach on, other products available too, like prophetic awareness soap that he promoted, prosperity soap that he promoted for only $7. He encourages congregants to give, to make pledges, as much as $10,000 of these foolish seed offerings. And then he promotes these three-day conferences, which you have to pay $600 a day. Now, his offspring, Manasseh, is just as worse. I used to receive robocalls. Do not hang up. I have a prophetic word for you. It will change your life. And he must have got my name off like a certain list, a certain conference or something, paying for that. And I'm like, I don't even know you. Like, you're like calling me. And it used to bug me so much receiving all these calls. But the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. Manasseh, he's mentored by Benny Hinn, How to Get Rich Off Ministry, and their business is ministry. He says his ministry business for $1,000, he can predict your future. This is Manasseh, heal the sick, raise the dead. Manasseh even resorts to cold calling people to give them a prophetic word, miracle service through robocalls, which I mentioned, the receive a financial blessing. The robocalls obtained by Fox 46 connected to Jordan offer prayers from non-existent St. Mary Prayer Center in exchange for money. Several churches within the same name St. Mary's have issued alerts that they're not affiliated with this scheme. He also promotes Victory Seeds, a $43 seed, or a $143 seed, or a $243 seed, or a seed of $1,043. The robocall say, immediately sow a seed for a financial reward. Since Manasseh Jordan's required to disclose how much money he earns, he collects taxes on his income, which promotes his life of luxury. It's just another prime example or method of how some of these false prophets and false apostles dupe people out of money by using spiritual rules to take scripture out of context to act if God is giving them a word based on scriptures that they give a dollar amount on the seed offering. And I've witnessed this so many times in church services. I witnessed a certain apostle there in Illinois that preached a sermon at my former ministry I belong to. He used Genesis chapter 22, verse 1. And after he was done, he stated, the Lord said, 100 people sow a seed of $221 based on Genesis 22 and 1. Prime example of this is Paula White and Rob Parsley. They've conducted this practice of giving seed offerings. Paula White Cain, she is the spiritual advisor of former President Donald Trump. When Trump lost, she was invoking angels from Africa and South America to come to overturn the election results and put Trump back in office. But White is a notorious false teacher and a false prophetess. She was promoting at one time sending a seed offering of $91, that putting your faith in Psalms 91. She said the psalm refers to being saved from deadly pestilence and plagues, which is inaccurate. Hermeneutically, like, she's taking scripture out of context. If you read Psalms 91 from a Hebraic Jewish point of view, it's talking about being delivered from not just regular pestilence, from demonic spirits and overcoming demonic spirits, treading up on serpents and other things and all, which Jesus quotes in the Gospels. She also goes on and she talks about the seed offering. This happened back in 2016 through an Easter or the Passover. She was preaching the story of Lazarus resurrected and from the dead. And she was reading John chapter 11, verses 38 through 44, which white promised believers in the video appealed that if they would sow a seed of faith, she believed deliverance would come. She said the following. She says, you can sow a seed of $144. If you don't have that, sow a seed of $44. And stand on John chapter 11, verse 44. She asserted, white then promised that the return of sowing the resurrection seed, donors would receive a special prayer cloth that could possibly cause special miracles, signs, and wonders. And then we have Rob Parsley. Rob Parsley stated that the pastor, let's back up. Rob Parsley's been on TBN quite a bit. I've seen the erosion from him. It seems like initially when he first started off, he was sincere, but he's just a money-hungry preacher. His church is World Harvest Church in Columbus, Ohio. And this is from a service in 2012. He stated Isaiah 54 and 17. He says, no weapon formed against you and your seed offering. Parsley stated this following, God already planned for you to have victory. The proof is unalterable. And the inerrant word of Isaiah 54 and 17 declares, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, no weapon of disease, of divorce, or doubt, discouragement, or debt, no weapon, this is Parsley talking, no weapon shall have victory over you, my dear friend. I want you to see you grab a hold of this word of the Lord. Let me teach you how to break free of the relentless assault of the adversary. Demonstrate your faith in Isaiah 54 and 17, and sowing no weapon seed of $54.17 today. And if you are under severe attack, or if you are of need of a double blessing, sow a double seed of $108.34. When you do, I will send you, okay, so he's sending his merchandise, my DVD teaching, There's a Devil Loose, one of the most important messages I've ever preached, along with No Weapon Study Manual. Parsley and White both are merchandising the gospel for the simple case of material gain. We look at this practice of both Parsley and White. This is called Stitchmancy, which is another form of throwing an open book and selecting a random passage for purpose of divination. Also, the practice of bibliomancy involves divination by the means of a book, example, the Bible or the Quran. Bibliomancy is also the use of random passages for the benefit of divination. So we see so many different things with these people that promote seed offerings. I want to get down to this last example. And this was happening when Todd Bentley was popular and they were having these revival services down in Florida and down in Lakeland in 2008. And he had the spiritual aid of Emma, his female angel, that was able to gather up money for him. And this is from an article 2003 by Bentley. He shares the following. He says, so when I need a financial breakthrough, I don't just pray and ask God for my financial breakthrough. I go into intercession and I become a partner with the angels by petitioning the Father for the angels that are assigned to getting money. Father, give me the angel in heaven right now that are assigned to get me money and wealth, and let those angels be released on my behalf. Let them go into the four corners of the earth. This is obviously that this guy is a wacko. We need to test the spirits, especially in these last and evil days. We need to know that these people love money and they're out to get rich. I want to read this. As we can see, the primary motivation of these false prophets is money and material gain. They love money more than they love souls. What does the Bible say about the love of money? 1 Timothy 6 and 10 says, "For the love of money is the root of all evil, which some coveted after, and they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through many sorrows." We look at 2 Peter chapter 2, gives the very essential natures of false prophets. 2 Peter 2, 1 through 3 says, "But there are were false prophets also among the people, even as they shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring up on themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of the truth shall evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with fiend words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth." So we see that this doctrine of seed offering is heretical, it's false. We have to be aware and be spiritually woke in these last and evil days to be aware of these certain false teachers and false prophets who promote this. They're after your checkbooks, and you never saw Jesus or John the Baptist or any of the apostles stand up and ask for a seed offering before they performed a miracle or before they gave you an actual word. Actually, the actual word is to repent. The kingdom of God is at hand. God bless. This is the End Time Shofar, End Time Prophecy Podcast. Have a blessed day.